This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Frank Robinson going in five. Frank Robinson, you went to high school in Oakland, California, and played on the same basketball team with the great Bill Russell. What was he like?
Well, Cliff, he was a real good defensive player in high school. He was 6'7 and a half, and that was real big for high school then. He was a little awkward around, you know, trying to score and moving around the floor, but he was a real good defensive ball player then. You could see that he was going to be a real good ball player once he had his coordination and everything down.
As one fellow playing with another fellow and actually a couple of kids, could you at that time, did you have any feeling at all that he would develop into this great basketball player that he is now?
Well, no, I couldn't see that far into the future, Cliff, but his first year in college, he really came on like a house of fire. Everything clicked, and from there he just went to, the sky was the limit for him, but I couldn't see that far into the future.
Frank, you live now in Cincinnati. You went to Xavier University for a while. Do you think you might ever work for a degree?
Well, I hope so. I keep saying it every year, and it gets by each time I look up. It's spring training time again. But I hope someday before I get too old, I can really go back to school and finish up before I'm, you know, too old to do anything about it.
Why do you want your degree? Is it a matter of personal pride, or is it that you want to put it to some use later on?
Well, personal pride, plus I wanted to put it to some use. I'd like to go in and say coaching or teaching young kids, you know, in sports and things like that someday.
Last year, not long after you were married, you told me that your wife does not know too much about baseball. Now, as a married man, when you come home after a game, seriously, do you talk baseball at home?
No, I talk very little baseball. After the game is over, I leave it out on the field. But my wife has become a real good baseball fan and a real good sports fan. We took in all the Cincinnati Royal games this past winter, and she was telling the coach up there how to use the players and what to do.
Has she ever give you any tips on batting?
No, not yet, but I'm looking for that to come any day now. But like I said, I leave the game out on the field. After the game is over, it's done with. I leave it right there.
Well, I ask you this, Frank, only because the normal relationship of husband and wife, that's why I put that to you. Let me ask you something else. Now, you're one of baseball's great players. I don't mean good. I mean great. You led the league in runs scored and two base hits. You finished second in batting in the entire National League, only 4 points behind Tommy Davis of the Dodgers. You're an outstanding fielder. You're on the base paths. Now, if a youngster asked you for guidance in hitting, how would you advise him?
Well, Cliff, like I do all kids, try not to copy anyone. Be themselves, naturally. Get a bat that feels good to them and get in the batter's box, take a good stance, real loose, be up there, and try not to overswing. They don't have to swing from the end of the bat either. They can choke up on the bat and still hit the long ball or the home run, as kids try to do. And that's all I say. Try not to copy one. As long as you can be yourself, you'll be that much better off.
How about in fielding, Frank?
Well, fielding, that's a little more difficult to try to explain to someone over, you know, a microphone or over the radio or something like that. You have to kind of show them. But fielding, I'd say get a glove that's big enough for the outfield, not one of the smaller infield gloves. And always try to be on your toes and watch the ball and think ahead. Think, if the ball is hit to me, what am I going to do with it before it's hit to you? And if it is hit to you, you'll react automatically.
Is it, there's an old saying, Frank, that one learns so well by emulation, by copying someone else. Is it possible, I know you said not to copy, but is it possible to learn either batting or fielding by watching one of the truly outstanding players?
Oh, definitely so. I don't mean that. You can watch someone and learn, but I mean try to apply it to yourself. Not the way he does it or someone else does it, the way I do it. Try to apply it to your skills. Oh, you can definitely learn by watching someone else.
Frank Robinson, you're paid to play. Now, your responsibility, is your responsibility completely on the field, or as a baseball star, do you also have a responsibility to the community?
Oh, naturally. I think my biggest fight is off the field. I mean, kids look up to you, and naturally you have to carry yourself in the respect that they're going to be proud of you and look up to you. And off the field, naturally, I try to carry myself in that respect, and even on the field, because I want some kid someday to be able to say that I know Frank Robinson. I copied, not copied, but I knew him and he influenced me. And but I don't want him to say, well, look at that guy. Look what he's doing off the field. He's a great ball player on the field, but he doesn't carry himself well off the field.
Well, of course, there's no worry about that. You're human like everybody else. We each of us will make a mistake once in a while, but generally speaking, you sure handle yourself beautifully on the field and off the field. Frank, have you ever known fear?
Yes, I have. I guess I've known. The first time I ever knew fear was in 1958 after I was hit right behind the ear in a spring training exhibition game. And I was real afraid because I didn't think I was going to be able to play baseball again. And even after I did, I was still a little afraid up at the plate. I was wondering if I was going to be hit again or what would it do to me or would it be permanent again. I was still a little shy up there.
Was that Pasquale when he hit you?
That's right.
Well, Frank, you were taken to the hospital, as I recall, and then you came back. Now, the very next time that, with bat in hand, you had to walk up to the batter's box, this fear, what did you feel like then?
Well, I'm thinking out there. I wasn't concentrating on what I was doing. I was just wondering if the next time, was I going to get hit? Was it going to be permanent, like I say, and put me out of baseball completely or hurt me, you know, that permanently? And that's what I was thinking about, and I wasn't concentrating on what was going on out there on the baseball field, Cliff. And that's what I was guarding against, trying to, you know, I was flinching and rolling back and everything, and that's what was my one thought was, being hit again. And it was a terrible feeling.
Yes, but of course you overcame fear, and that is the great accomplishment. Frank, several years have passed on since that unfortunate experience, but all is well. Now, this is a normal day. The season is underway, and now you have the bat in hand again, and now you're in the batter's box, and you're facing a pitcher. What runs through your mind?
Well, I think it all depends on the situation, naturally. I'm trying to figure out what he's going to try to do to me, what pitch he's going to throw me in a certain situation, and I'm trying to figure out, even before I get in the batter's box, what I'm going to do if he does in that situation, and if I get that type of pitch, what I can do with it.
Who has the advantage, the batter or the pitcher?
The pitcher, naturally, he knows what he's going to throw and where he's going to try to throw it before he let the ball go. And the hitter has to pick it up after the pitcher lets the ball go. And he has 60 feet to make up his mind what to do with the pitch and what type of pitch it is.
Of course, with your powerful wrists and the way you swing a bat, you have a little bit of an advantage, too. But you feel the advantage goes the other way.
Naturally so.
When you have as a player, you have a problem that has nothing to do with baseball. Do you feel, as a player, you should be free to take this personal problem to your manager?
Oh, yes. During the season, yes, I do, because your personal problems, even if they don't have anything to do with baseball, it can affect your play. And I think Hutch is real close to me.
That's
now.
That's Fred Hutchinson.
That's right. He's real close to me. I think he's a guiding factor in my life as far as on the field and off the field. And if I have a problem that I can't cope with, I don't hesitate in taking it to him.
Frank Robinson, I said to you before that you're a great player in the literal sense of the word. Now, you mentioned Fred Hutchinson. I was talking with him just a little while ago, and he said not only that you've had remarkable seasons these last few years, but that you're getting better and better. Now, how do you account for that? Are you working harder, or is it your natural ability that's rising to the fore?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, Cliff. I think I'm learning the game each year out, and I'm learning what I can do. I'm finding out what I can do, and I'm putting it to use. I'm putting my talents to use, my skills to use a little bit more than I was before, and I'm still learning how to hit and learning how to play the game. I mean, as far as hitting, stealing bases, how to field the ball in the outfield, with a little extra thing, how to cut corners out there and everything, and it's all coming, and it's coming all together now. Instead of, the hitting this year and the RBIs and next year, it's all coming together now each year.
Well, there you have the views of one of baseball's superior players. The name is Frank Robinson. The team is the Cincinnati Reds. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Tampa, Florida, the spring training camp of the Cincinnati Ball Club.